Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Our next guest's farm in the Midlands began making ice cream in the 1930s using a government subsidy of peanut butter along with fresh cream from the farm. But until last year, that frozen treat was available only to the farm's residents and to churches across the state. It became so popular, though, that they were talked into turning it into a commercial enterprise, but whose profits benefit the farm's original and current mission. Dave Mackey is president of Epworth Ice Cream in Columbia. Today's in our studio. Dave, welcome.
Hey, how are you, Mike?
Tell us a little bit more about Epworth Ice Cream and the backstory here.
Well, the farm, as you know, was Epworth Children's Home, which is still in the original location from the 1890s. And if you're familiar with the property down on Millwood Avenue in the middle of town, it used to be 100 acres right there that went all the way up to Dreher High School. And they had another big piece of property out Corners Ferry, and they pretty much sustained themselves as a family services organization as a part of the Methodist Church and raised most of the food and worked on the farm themselves. And so dairy cattle was part of that. And when the government gave them the peanut butter that you mentioned, someone had the bright idea of let's make ice cream. And so they began to churn ice cream on Sundays and holidays and made what became pretty famous if you ever lived there, worked there, volunteered there, or visited there, you were likely served Epworth peanut butter ice cream. That's how it came about, and it was made that way right up until last year when we began to make it commercially for broader distribution.
How did the decision come about to turn this into a commercial enterprise?
Well, it took quite a while to pull all the pieces together. A number of years, a group of business leaders known as the Friends of Epworth had decided that this could be a supplemental way to raise money beyond just asking for donations, which historically is what nonprofits have done. And the Friends of Epworth began to explore what we might do to build a company and start something that could generate profits long term and have an annual stream of revenue coming in, which is the path we're on right now. We're doing pretty well.
Walk us through then the steps that were taken to create this new company.
Well, we had to create a legal entity. We had to find funding to support it in the early stages. We had to find people to work there. Right now it's two people, but we also have quite a bit of support from others. We built a brand, we designed packaging, we found somebody that could make it on a commercial basis. We raised the capital in late 2017 and early 2018 and launched in July of 2018.
And all of the profits go back to the children's home. And you might want to tell us a little bit more about the children's home. I think most people, when they hear that, they think of orphanage.
Orphanage is what it used to be called. That would be everything from kids that were in need of a permanent home to kids that were in need of temporary arrangements due to some sort of a crisis. But it is a much bigger entity than that now. There is a foster care recruiting program that builds families into foster care families and encourages and trains them. There's an independent living center, which is 18 plus. If you graduate from high school at Epworth, you can move over to the independent living center, and now they've begun to take, kids, they're young adults from other places that need a place to transition from youth to adulthood. In fact, we have an intern right now working with us in the ice cream company who lives at the independent living center. So that's a part of the program that we like a lot because it gets them more involved in our business and teaches them skills. There's a program for young mothers that need help with their kids. There's a program for preschoolers that need special care. So there's quite a bit over there that's much more along the lines of family services rather than just simply a place where kids can live if they don't have a better option.
Did this require new equipment? Did the fundraising, the investment capital, was part of that because of the equipment needs?
No. We went to a small artisanal dairy in Atlanta to make the ice cream. We didn't try to start making it ourselves. We added three other flavors. We have vanilla bean, a caramel with chocolate candies in it, and we have a vanilla chocolate swirl with peanut butter cups in it, along with the original peanut butter.
And your marketing plan?
All of it right now is social media and word of mouth, which has been very helpful because it's credible and powerful, and it doesn't cost a lot. And we've been networking. We conduct social media programs around the retail locations as we open them. We're in events. We are in churches. We sell a lot of ice cream in churches as we gain retail distribution. We'll run special programs there where we familiarize the congregation with the ice cream while we're putting it into the stores in their neighborhood.
Well, Dave, thanks so much for stopping by.
Thank you.
Dave Mackey is president of Epworth Ice Cream, based in Columbia. We will have a link to his company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.